The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's June the 14th, and I'm glad you're with us today. We have one very special guest with us. She drove all the way from St. Louis. Her name is Master Violet Lee. And the reason I say master, because Violet Lee is master of Tai Chi and Qigong. Did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Welcome to Radio Friend, Violet.
Thank you for having me here.
And the reason you're here is originally we had booked this segment with Dr. Chow,
yes,
who is out in San Francisco, because she was doing a program with veterans at the VA hospital with Qigong, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Veterans at the VA hospital here in Columbia, and it's fascinating, and there's so much behind this. If you will please explain what Qigong is.
Oh, definitely, it's my pleasure. Well, Qigong is Chinese ancient art, and the philosophical roots and also the practice is dated back at least 4,000 or 5,000 years. Ago.
4,000 or 5,000 years
yes,
of practicing Qigong.
Yes, in that book, and I brought it to you, and it shows the archaeologist's discovery, and then, you know, the proof, and it was being practiced a long, long time ago.
So what do you do, and Tai Chi is a part of Qigong, right?
You're absolutely right.
Before we came on today, you were explaining in detail about what I call the energy field that we have around us, but you call it what?
I call it qi.
Qi. And Violet could put her hand close to my head and you could feel my qi.
That's right. Actually, you know, and qigong sounds very, very foreign. And the qi means energy. Gong means the work. So when we practice qigong, it's we're building up our energy level. And so we do the work. And so everybody has the energy. Otherwise, you and I would not be sitting here talking. Is
exactly.
That right? And then at this point, scientifically, they don't have a direct way to measure how big and strong the qi is. But there are many different ways, and using infrared and or simply using our hands, you know, we could feel each other's energy. And then you felt the mind, is that right? It felt a little bit warm,
right,
and a little bit
steady. I could feel your qi.
Is that right? And then so people who do the energy work and they develop, cultivate their own qi, and normally the auras become bigger and large. And then you saw a lot of pictures, you know, they taken by infrared. It's really, you know, wide.
Right. And so how can we, just listening to you today, how can we develop our qi and use it to improve our health, to improve our outlook on life?
Well, I think we are very, very fortunate today in U.S. because now Qigong is no longer something, you know, people.
It's not hocus pocus anymore.
No, not anymore. And the National Institute of Health, NIH, has done a lot of, you know, support a lot of research and proof, and it really works. And then there are a lot of Qigong masters and grandmasters around, and for us to learn it. And Dr. Effie Chow, and she is a grandmaster, and she can explain the how to do this kind of work in a very layman term and very easy to work with. And it get great results.
So for people listening to us right now, you were explaining before we went on just briefly. Uh-huh. People listening to us right now, how can they learn to work with the qi, with either themselves or their loved one or their friends?
Well, I think first is find qualified instructors, mm-hmm, and then to learn it properly. As I said, it is not difficult, But the instructor needs to have their knowledge, so don't, you know, misguide people.
Right.
And when they misguide people, you got no results.
Right,
there's
exactly.
no harm, but you have no result. You waste your time and money.
But everybody can experiment themselves and try at home just by taking your hand.
Exactly.
Taking your hand and put it close to a person's head or arms and move in slowly, but don't touch them, and you can start to feel that energy field or the chi.
Yes, and there are a lot of simple a way to cultivate our chi, you know. Just like you say, you know, for example, I'm doing this, and just move my hands in and out slowly, and Qigong is a mind, body, and breathing exercise.
Okay.
So I'm focusing on this work.
If you want to see what she's doing, wait, I don't want to interrupt you, but if you want to see what she's doing, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can watch this video. So show us what you're moving.
I'm focusing. I'm not thinking anything else. Of course, right now it's a little bit difficult because I'm talking to Paul. But you just focus your energy moving and not thinking about, you know, the problems you have, the stress you have. And then gradually you will feel when I pull my hands apart, it's like there's something in between and it gets sticky. And then when you put the hands together and then you feel the compression. And then just by doing this, you actually is cultivating the chi.
Okay, I see what you're doing. So you sit straight up.
Yes.
And put your hands.
But you have to be very relaxing.
And try to put everything out of your mind.
Exactly. And then you focus. And
move
then
your arms in and out.
Yes. And then of course, you can go a little bit deeper. For example, when I do open up, I inhale and I feel the hands. The energy goes to my hands.
I feel it.
You do.
I do honestly
See,
feel it.
It is not difficult,
okay.
isn't it, right?
So what is it doing to you? Is it increasing your chi?
It's increasing your chi level.
Okay.
Of course, you say, I do this for an hour, you know,
can do it
for a day.
Hour?
Well, I mean, you may get boring, so sometimes you want to do other type of exercises.
Right.
So, like Dr. Chow, and she has a whole, regimen.
We're out of time, Master Violet Lee, but if people want more information, can they Google this or can they?
Oh, definitely. And then they can, they can Google me, Google Dr. Effie Chow.
Okay, Dr. Chow in San Francisco or Master Violet Lee, and you can find all the information you need.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming by
and
visiting with us today. You're wonderful. See, Monday, Food Bank for Central Missouri, Central and Northeast Missouri is our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Here, look at that camera over there. He's smiling. Our floor director is Rich Polzine, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for joining us today. Practice that chai, okay? We'll see you Monday.